Blog Talk Radio.
You're live and on the air. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and put mine out there. This is Walter. How you doing, Adam? How you doing,
Walter? Walter! I know this is all about love, Patty. Okay, I'm not totally resistant to change and transformation and taking the steps that you need to take.
I don't want to do that. You just said I'm resistant. That's exactly what's going on.
That's what I'm seeing. I'm seeing romance, I'm seeing new beginning, and I'm seeing
romance,
a job
wow.
really soon. So I'll turn it over to Adam.
Hi, Adam.
Tanisha, do you have a 15 or 16-year-old?
Yes, I do. I have 15-year-old.
Am I seeing that correctly?
You are, actually. I actually had a realtor come to the house this week. I've been in limbo with a work situation forever.
I'm getting that the move is definitely going to give you exactly what you want, a fresh start. And I'm it's not only just a fresh start, but it looks like that move would be a good place for you to create this business. This is the situation of what it is. Remain objective and remain in your higher state, coming from your higher abundant self. Helen, go ahead. Do you have a question or follow-up for Patsy?
Well, actually, it was a validation. I was going to tell her that about 6 or 7 weeks ago, you read for me and you said, you're going into a lucky period. You should play the lottery. And I did play the lottery, and I won $1,000. So when you
No
said,
way!
Yeah.
Hello, everybody. This is Patsy. I'm not sure if we're having technical difficulties, but I'm going to welcome everyone to the show. And as soon as we will be able to connect Adam back on, we will. And I just want to welcome all of you to an amazing, amazing Thursday night. I'm here to tell you that Florida is fantastic right now. They said that there was a cold front coming through, which is kind of funny because the weather today was like 83 degrees, but everything is fabulous here. So I want to talk to you all about what's been going on with me this week. And then as soon as we can, we'll connect Adam back to the program and we'll get on with it. But I just was thinking about, I've been taking this class, and the class has been in the attitude of gratitude. And it's all about 28 days of being grateful. And so as I was taking this class, I've been taking it for 4 weeks. There's different things we used in a book, and there's different things that we had to be grateful for. And one was like when somebody checks you out at a grocery store or something, to really be, you know, thankful to them, or whoever you see, be in gratitude, or if you can find something nice to say about somebody, maybe what they're wearing or how they responded to a question or something like that. Something that you can give somebody a compliment to, or to kind of pick up their day. It seems kind of easy that we can always come up with a clever thing to say, or, you know, or say thank you. If somebody holds the door open for you, you know the appropriate thing would be to say thank you. But I was listening to Dr. Oz, and I'm probably going to misquote this, but I'm telling you the gist of it, how I heard it, that Dr. Oz was on television, I guess it's been several, maybe 6 months ago or something, and said that one of our biggest fears in our society is that fear of being alone or apart from. And one of the phenomena that has happened in the United States is Facebook, because Facebook's kind of slogan is connect with friends and the world around you on Facebook. So yes, we are connecting with them, but what's it has produced is a lot of people are seeing other people at a party or buying something new or whatever. And instead of feeling happy or connecting with them, people are feeling left out. Like, why wasn't I invited to this party? Why were these two people having breakfast? And we set up a judgment about it, which is pretty funny. And I call it face crack, because once you get on there, you don't want to get off of it. It's pretty amazing. It's like an addiction. But I feel like the biggest fear that humans have is being alone or feeling isolated and feeling not connected. So in ancient times, we had the tribes would punish people by banning them or ignoring them or treating them as if they were dead. I mean, some tribes would let tribes, and they wouldn't even acknowledge that they were around them. They treated them as they were a ghost. And so that's like a really strong, major punishment you can give to someone. And some people banish people from their fellowships. Some religions were just didn't make them feel wanted if they didn't do what the fellowship wanted them to do. So, you know, and I was thinking about how can I stay connected, you know, and feel connected? Because I think that the basis for almost every addiction is not feeling connected, okay? And the addiction could manifest itself in overspending. It could manifest itself in gambling. It could manifest itself in drugs, alcohol, cigarettes, whatever. Because it's so painful not to feel connected to other people. And the basis of Alcoholics Anonymous was one person met with another person and shared their malady or what was going on with them. And that person connected with them by saying, wow, I'm feeling the same thing. And then they could work together to help each other. And as you know, that particular organization has helped millions and millions of people around the world. So I'm thinking, how can I stay connected? So how can I show people that I care about them? And how can I show or get a feeling that they care about me? So, you know, I feel that my higher power loves me, but sometimes I want love and inclusion and social approval from other human beings. So, you know, I want to maintain like a healthy individual quality that I can hear you, Adam.
Yeah, Patsy, I'm back on. I'm listening to you. I don't want to interrupt.
Okay, honey.
I'm loving what you're saying.
Oh, good, good. So what I was saying that, you know, I still want to be an individual, but I also want to be a contributing member to my tribe, so to speak. Like I said, I know God loves me, but I want to be a contributing member. And then I realize on a global level that we're all connected, you know, that you know, we're not different. But what we do, that ego wants to keep us separate for itself. And if the ego can keep you separate, then you won't be with other people. The ego wants to fulfill all that for you. So, like, I've taken this class in gratitude for this past month. And I've also been in bereavement counseling, and it was suggested to us that when people share their feelings, that we should just listen and not speak or try to fix them, that we shouldn't hand them a tissue right away or grab them or hug them in the middle of their releasing of their feelings. And then one thing I noticed that the people in my bereavement group were doing is they put their right hand over their heart when somebody's sharing something very heartfelt. And then they put their right hand over their heart, and that means that we hear you or you identify with somebody. You've heard of sometimes an old lady would say something to somebody, and then she'd grab her chest and go, oh, my soul, or oh, my, and grab that. It means they're feeling it in a depth, but you don't have to say anything. So what I started doing, Adam, is going through my daily life and trying to really listen to other people. And believe me, I am a talker, so for me to do that is kind of a challenge. And I'm trying to learn how to empathize with people by refraining from jumping in when they're sharing something that they're sad about or unhappy about. Or I try not to belittle their feelings by saying, oh, well, you shouldn't feel like that. You know, life's too good, blah, blah, blah. And, hey, you need to cheer up. You need to put a smile on your face. Or try to discount what they shared, you know, like a, I noticed somebody had responded to me on a text, and it affected me profoundly. I said something real sad, and all they said back was, aw. And that just was such a nice word to say, aw, meaning they heard me. They heard that I was sad, and they didn't have to do anything else but say, aw. Sometimes a simple aw suffices. Or maybe you can say to somebody, well, thank you for sharing that, but not like, well, you shouldn't have. And so I know that if I am heard, that I feel connected. And that's what the God thing is for me, Adam, is being connected. You know, how do you feel about that? And how was your week, baby?
Oh, Pastor, it's been an amazing week. You know, the Mercury retrograde, I am kind of feeling it, even though I've been preaching about, you know, everyone to remain in the safety of God's grace and mercy and not letting the Mercury retrograde, you know, impact you too much. But man, oh man, Mercury retrograde was coming at me this past week. Even at the start of this show, it's funny because one of the common traits of when Mercury's in retrograde is the technical difficulties with electronics and miscommunication and scheduling. And what thing at the beginning of the show, I've been prepared all day, waiting all day, and then right at 10 minutes till, things just fall apart. But thank God for you've been able to improvise and be there to catch it and not miss a beat. But I'm enjoying the conversation that you're starting in regards to giving people space, recognizing that, appreciating people, and staying connected in yourself as you honor others. And it's something that I have grown and is still growing in, because when I first got on my spiritual path and as I began to acquire knowledge and information when it comes to self-development and personal health, I found myself constantly trying to fix everybody. Everybody who had a situation, anytime somebody, I would say, well, how are you feeling? What's going on? I want to leave the cashier at the Publix changed forever, you know? And she said, I want to make her, you know, right then and there, change how she feels about her job. And as I learned, you know, that's not really our job. Our job is just to hold people in a space of love. And when I use love in that regard, it is giving them a space of allowance. And I use the word love as allowance, allowing them to be what they are. And just say, I know how that, just a sense of empathy and understanding. And you were responding about the word ah, and one of my favorite words that I like to hear other people say is the word interesting. Some people feel offended by the word interesting, but interesting is a word that what it means is that a person is not in judgment. It just means that they're just giving that thing or whatever you said or whatever your comment over your idea, they're giving it acknowledgement. They may just saying that I'm thinking about it, but I'm thinking about it with no judgment. And to me, interesting is a beautiful word when you're interacting, because it said, okay, I'm thinking about what you're saying, but I'm not analyzing. I'm not giving any judgment.
Right.
To it. I'm not naming it as any one thing. It's interesting. And so there's all types of words and expressions we can do, but the temptation is, especially those of us who are light workers or are big on wanting to fix people, and we know we're here to heal people, is we got to learn how to resist that temptation sometimes to go in unwanted or unwarranted and try to change people's mood and behavior. And it takes a fine balance, but I know that I've had an awareness the past 3 years that I want to begin to offer more just acceptance and space for where a person is. And without trying to, especially when it's a person that's close to us, like a family member or a close friend. Like, Patsy, I hate whenever you're going through, you know, you may call me and you say you're going through something. That really, you know, I really immediately want to go in and say, well, no, Patsy, don't feel that way. You know, like, because I don't want to hear you in distress. But sometimes I just have to give you that space, and by me giving you space and love, the spirit can naturally then begin to work through you and give you everything that you need, reveal your own wisdom to you.
Wow.
Hello?
Wow. Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah, I can hear you okay. Do you hear me okay?
Yeah, I'm very moved by what you said, Adam. I want to tell our listeners, I don't know if any of you have ever seen Adam or I. We're like the two most different people you ever see in the world. And there, we have had a connection from the first moment we met. And Adam is a tall, handsome, young black man. And I'm a short, round, heavy, old white lady. And between the two of us, we have become best of friends, and we connect on a spiritual level. That is our main connection. I don't, you know, do exercise or follow food plan or whatever, and Adam is not an artist, and he doesn't do any artwork, and that's my whole life. But for some reason, we have this beautiful connection. So we know that no matter what happens to either one of us, we can rise above that because we have a spiritual connection. But we also work at that all too. You know, we talk to each other at least once a week. We try to give away our talents to people that are listening. So it's not something that once you make a telephone call to somebody, so, well, I called my mother, and so I don't have to do anything else. You know, people want to feel heard, want to feel connected. The best thing you can give somebody is your time, even if it's 5 minutes just to listen to them talk. So I think it's a great topic tonight.
Yeah, Pastor, I'm curious about what other words, phrases, expressions do people use when they are wanting to just give a person their energy or acknowledge their energy or space of loving without having to go in and try to fix them or have to go in and give the advice but just listen with love. So, Pastor, let's go to the call, the phone lines, and offer our intuitive insight as well as get our callers on the conversation. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Our first caller, the last four digits, calling with the last four digits are 0516. Calling with the last four digits 0516.
Hi, guys.
You're live on the air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Yvette from California.
Hi, Yvette. What are you up to tonight? Well, it's daytime for you, right? I'm sorry.
Huh?
I said it's daytime for you, right?
Yeah, but I'll probably go to yoga later on or something.
So you still got the sun shining there, though, correct?
Yeah. It's 6:17 here. Yeah.
Well, what about you? Like, what kind of phrase, or if you go to the grocery store, let's say, and the checkout person has a real long face and you can just feel the vibes that aren't really good. Do you even say it? Do you ignore them? Do you try to connect with them? What do you do?
Oh, my God. I don't know why I would not connect with them. I kind of just keep my own space.
Uh-huh.
And just stay mindful of what's going on in the present because you just never know what's going on. You just never know if they're loony or they're having a bad day. Or I just kind of just stay in my own space. And so generally, the grocery store is one of those things where, you know, people, you could just never know how people are going. You could have a really bad day or a really good day. And I think if the person's having a good day, then you just feel it. And you're just like, and then everything's open for discussion, you know?
I hear you, yeah.
Like, how was the bread? Like, you know, the cashier, like, how was that? I never had that before. It's like, oh, it's really good. You should try it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, I'm like, stay out of my space, you know, like, I don't want your creepy vibes on me.
Oh, my God. So you really don't try to connect. You try to hold your own boundaries.
Well, yeah, because I do and I don't. No, like, obviously, if there's an opportunity that's genuine and feels right, then, yeah. Mm-hmm. But I'm not going to override someone else's personal, their will is in that moment. I'm just going to do me. Stay in my own space. I'm like, okay, I need to take care of myself. They're taking care of themselves. This is not an opportunity to connect, and that's fine.
So you're kind of observing things just to kind of, that's
absolutely
interesting. Yeah, really good. Well, did you want to ask me anything tonight, or you want me to go ahead and do a general pull a card
just
for you?
Just do generals. I love your generals. Totally great, yeah.
Okay. Let's see here. This is very interesting, this card that pulled for you. This card is all about self-discipline, concentration, realizing your potential. And it's all about remaining aware of you in a situation that perhaps you're being tested in right now. is there something that you're feeling in your life that's a little bit more of a challenge than most days?
Well, there is a particular situation which was challenging. It was this relationship guy. Well, I see this relationship guy is something that's potentially there, and we got into like a little, I don't want to say a scuffle, misunderstanding, and we really didn't really talk or have any connection in 2 weeks. But then I saw him that I am, and then he came up and gave his huge, we gave each other this huge hug, and it was like, okay, definitely felt like it was back to normal, and the connection is still there. So that has been on my mind, but I feel like things are going to work. I mean, you know, there's something there, but I don't, you know, it's like it's unfolding.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that what's really going on with you right now is you're going to have to kind of transcend your own mental boundaries about how things are or supposed to be, you know. And it's kind of like swimming naked in a dark place that you're not familiar with, you know. But mm-hmm. It's kind of like trusting the flow of nature right now with this situation, you know, and not bringing up your old, you know, all of a sudden you just get these red flags and you say, well, then you follow it and you say, well, he acted this way because this, and you already know what the thing is. And obviously you were surprised with the hug. So it was a little bit different from what you had been thinking. So I guess right now it's a real strong time for you not to make mountains out of molehills, okay? And the only way to deal with these challenges that you might be going through is stay with your inner composure, just like you said before, mm-hmm. you know, hang on to your own integrity and your own values and just watch from afar. And I think you're going to be pleasantly surprised. And I'm not going to keep going on into this reading, except I pulled another real powerful card, and specifically about relationships in this card. This is a really good time for you to be in relationship. Okay. So mm-hmm. I would give the person a little more space than you normally would give them. Okay. And it's not a time for you to be whiny or clingy or anything like that. Just do your own boundary and follow your own integrity. And I think you're going to come out really good on this one. So things are looking up for you. This is just a way just to look at it, but it's looking up. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right, sweetie. How about you, Adam? You got your microphone off.
Pastor, we're on it again. I had the lover's card that came up, okay? So we're so mm-hmm. sweet, and I knew really this is about relationship. I was going to say, hey, we're talking about relationship tonight. Only uh-huh. difference, Patsy, there's a different paradigm that I'm having for you, Yvette. I am feeling what Patsy's saying. I am seeing so much love, intimacy, romance headed your way, but I am not picking up that it's with the current individual.
Okay.
I feel like when Patsy said, and these are the words I was going to use to you, what you know as far as your value, what you know as far as what you know that you want, because I'm seeing you within the last, I'm going to go all the way back to 3 years ago, you getting very clear. It may not be 3 years ago, maybe 3 months ago, but I heard it number three. You getting very clear on what you want to manifest when it comes to partnership, when it comes to romance, when it comes to how you want to go about engaging in love and relationship. And you know that. You've been very clear on it. But something about this individual is showing up, and they're not living up to that, what you know that you require. And I think Patsy's right. I think you need to consider giving them, I'm not saying cut them off, but give them space not to force them to try to be that, because this is the time for you where you have been sowing that seed, and whether you have a vision board or whatever exercise or work you've been doing to manifest this partnership, this is the season for it to show up. And I would hate for you to miss something that's more aligned with what you've been manifesting based on the first kind of thing that appeared that may not be that much aligned, that much value. And tell me this, is the current person that you're kind of, you know, involved with, are they former military or what in the military?
No.
Okay. All right. Because I'm seeing someone with a military background come in your life.
Okay.
That feel, that type of energy.
Okay. Well, first and foremost,
go ahead.
There's no ultimatums. There's no pushing. There's a flow, and I'm allowing a flow, and I'm allowing things to be. I am not forcing anything. I can't force anything, and so I'm kind of like allowing the energy to unfold and see what's there organically. So if there is a true connection and God's will is involved, then I'm allowing that. If not, then it obviously things are shifted.
Beautiful.
Right, we'll move on. Right.
Beautiful. Stay in that space, because whatever you're doing is working. It's working in regards to bringing you to love. I'm seeing such high love energy around you that you're going to manifest the right part. Just say exactly what you're doing.
Well,
okay,
I've been cranking it up. It's intense. Yeah, it's real.
Absolutely. It is real.
Yeah.
I mean, it's coming fast, so you don't have to do your – you're right. You don't have to force. All you got to do is stay in that flow, my lady.
That's what I've been doing.
Really,
that's like, I'm glad you picked up on that. That's pretty great.
Well, teach it to your friends and other people, because you seem to be in the master at it, and it's going to translate into something really beautiful for you this summer.
Excellent. I appreciate that. I'll keep you posted.
All right. All right. Have a great night. Thank you for sharing your Thursday.
You. Thank you.
Our next caller, the last four digits are 4238. Caller, the last four digits, 4238. You're live on the air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
I'm Jasmine, and I'm in Atlanta.
Hello, Jasmine. How are you tonight?
Doing great. How are you?
I'm really good. I don't know. I'm getting some real strong vibe on you. Before I do that, how about, you know, what we were talking about? I'd love you to join in that that conversation about connection. You know, how can you show people that you empathize with them without trying to change their feelings, and how can you show people that you really care about them and that you want to become connected? What do you do, even if it's with a stranger?
For me, I find that most of the time people just want somebody who will listen to them. They are not necessarily looking for advice or validation. They just need like somebody just to kind of lean on for support, like if they're going through something. So I find that, you know, just being there and just being a support system for people is what works best for me.
And what I'm getting is that you're getting this from an intuitive source. Are you real intuitive?
Very, yes.
Yeah, because that's what I'm picking up. So that's how you know you can kind of pick up and kind of judge by seeing them and their actions and stuff, if that's how you take your first step is by watching that?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, I think that's really good. Well, I just pulled a card from you, which is kind of weird. This is the card is called the Abysmal, which is very interesting. It's about danger and facing fears and stuff like that. And is there something that's really, really challenging going on in your life right now?
There's a couple things, actually. One of my closest friends just passed away about a week ago, and, you know, I'm going through some things in my marriage, so it's a couple things.
Yeah. Well, I think what happens is whatever is happening, it's created kind of an environment for you to have these kind of feelings. So I can see that death would create that environment. You know, it'll strike up fear in us and sadness and all kinds of stuff because our feelings just go all over the place. And when our feelings are going all over the place, we kind of get nervous about trying to get back into control. So it's real important right now that you not panic and you don't let your emotions take over. And so what's coming up, and I pulled two cards on you, what's coming up is another card that's a real high spiritual card, and it's a man in your life that will come to help you with a lot of this stuff. And you might even have some kind, he's a little older than you, and you might even have some kind of sexual attraction with this person, okay? And But this person contains procreative powers, okay, energy, and it's a big masculine sexuality. It's a real, it's not a feminine sexuality, it's a masculine sexuality. So on the spiritual level, this guy is very objective. He's not in a lot of emotional stuff, but he is really strong about cutting through a lot of the stuff, okay, and helping you get on a real solid track. So it might even be somebody in a clergy that might give you some advice, or somebody that's a coworker that's going to talk to you, but it's going to be a man that's older. And so I'm gonna ask you to really watch for this person, because you're gonna get a lot of crystal clarity of awareness right now. This person's gonna help you with that, and what that's gonna do for you is it's gonna help you look into yourself, into your darkest corners. And sometimes when we have to look at those fearful times in our lives, that's where we find courage. That's where we find the deepest courage. So this is kind of a blessing in disguise, what you're going through, like, you know, going through this loss of a person, you know, your friend and the other things you're dealing with. But there will be somebody that's going to be a powerful ally with you in this. So keep your eyes open and have a great weekend.
Thank you. Well,
you're welcome.
Hey, Jasmine, I just got the theme here is saying hold on to your decision. It shows you making some big decisions in the past, and now you must hold on to keep your decisions, keeping your word, keeping your decisions no matter what. And by doing that, holding on to your word and keeping your decisions is going to force you to live from within yourself and develop your spiritual awareness, your spiritual power, your spiritually groundingness, and your ability to connect with your spirit and be really strong. Some things are going to be shifting and becoming more clear later this summer, like a lot more wisdom, a lot more revelation. But in the meantime, you must hold on to your decision about yourself. Whatever decisions you made, everything in regards to your relationships, your marriage, career, you must be able to get to a firm place. But this is what I decided to do. This is what I've acted on. You're going to hold on until something else completely reveals itself. But in that process, in these next 3 months, your soul and your spirit is going to become so mature in regards to being able to trust and hear it clearly when it comes to intuition, and not just intuition, but being able to not be so controlled by your emotions. And you're really about to go through a school where you are going to become so balanced through emotions that you're going to recognize that your emotions you will get to a place where they will not be dictating you, but you will be able to handle them just as they are and contain them. That's the word I'm hearing. You're going through some trials and tribulations, helping you learn how to contain your emotions, and that is going to make you enjoy life so much better and become so much powerful in your work as an intuitive, as a light worker, as a mother, as a wife, as a friend, as just a positive human on this planet.
Makes a lot of sense.
Just be willing to go through, but stick to your decisions, and then be ready to go through whatever comes up with it, whatever. If you decide to turn right and go down the highway, just go through it until you get to the other end. And whatever happens while you're going through there, trust that it's helping you get to where you ultimately want to be in your power as a woman that you are. Okay, my friend?
Okay. Yep, I got it. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. Thank you for sharing your Friday with us. All right. Our next caller, the last four digits are 0352. Caller, the last four digits, 0352. You're live and on the air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Nicole, and I'm calling from Atlanta.
Hello, Nicole. How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you guys?
We're great. I heard Adam just say, enjoy your Friday, that today's Thursday, but speaking of Friday, tomorrow is Friday the 13th, and the full moon is still here, so that's going to be pretty amazing tomorrow. So you're going to have a fun weekend, girl. Woo! I'm ready. Get ready. Okay, sweetie. Tell me, what's your go-to word or phrase, or how do you connect with people when it seems like, you know, they're sad or they're down or they're, you know, not in the best place, especially if it's a worker in a public place and you want to say, hey, you know, I'm not paying for this attitude, or a waiter that's, you know, not in the best space. How do you deal with all that? And how do you connect with a person like that?
I probably just kind of smile and say hello and just do a typical, how are you today?
Uh-huh. And what if they say, well, it sucks, I'm hating being at work?
I would probably say something like, I'm so sorry to hear that. You'll get off soon, and maybe it won't suck when you get off of work.
Exactly. So you're empathizing. You're saying you're sorry to hear that, you know? And I think sometimes that's all people need to hear, that you hear what they're saying, you know? And that is a solution that they can take or not. Like, they can look at getting off. I'm looking at some strange little cards for you here tonight. Are you ready to hear it?
Sure.
Okay, well, it's time for you to maybe do a... I usually tell people to make this little graph, but I'm just going to tell you, it's time for you to look at where have you been, where are you going, where is it now, and make some kind of inventory, okay? And that's
okay.
A word that I'm using. It's just an inventory, like your values, you know, how you feel about your relationships, whatever. Because I have a feeling there's going to be time for you to cut the fat off and get to the lean part of your life. And I think there's a lot of extra stuff that you can just let go of right now. And like if a job's not working for you, or a relationship or something like that, I think it's going to change. I think you're going to leave it, but it's going to be your choice, not their choice. So I don't think you're getting kicked out by a lover or something, or a friend, and I don't think that you're getting fired from your job. But you have enough intuitive sense about you that you know that it's time to make some major changes, okay? So you need to really look at that, and you need to look at it with your left brain, not emotionally, and you're going to make some really good choices on this one. And it's one of those things is when one door closes, another door opens, you know, and the end of that saying is, and in the meantime, it's a mean time. Well, you're not going to have that. For you, it's not going to happen. You're going to make the decision. You're going to be like a dog when he takes a poop. He kicks his two back feet, and he just walks on, you know. I think you're going to say, wow, this particular situation has not been serving me well. Thank you, God, for giving me the ability to make a clean-cut decision, and you're going to walk, and you're going to walk with your head high. So this is a real important time in your life to make. It's almost like a time of renewal for you, kind of a time like a New Year's time that the old year is over and the new year is beginning, and you don't go, oh, I wish that old year wasn't ending. You're like, okay, I'm ready, and I think that's what you need to do. You're ready to just go with it. So have a good weekend, and I can't wait to talk to you again and see what really happened with you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
All right, sweetie. All right, Mr. Adam.
Well, Patsy, I think you're, again, I feel like we're syncing up. I just want to add, I think I get a little bit more clarity about what that situation or what that relationship or dynamic is. And believe it or not, and it could be on another level, one level I got really strongly for you, Ms. Nicole, is that it's the level when it comes to your faith. It's as if I'm seeing a person who is struggling with being pulled in something else or being invited to believe something different, take a new faith, but there's so much fear. And it's like, well, I don't know if this is right, or if I should completely really trust and believe in this, or do I still want to hold on to my old fear-based maybe beliefs or religion or values? And I think that's what Pastor was picking up when she first started her reading. She said it's time for you to reassess and do a rework on your values, your beliefs. Because it's as if you're trying to mix different things or stay in two beliefs, but it's causing a split within you. And I feel like it's time for you to, you know, choose what you're going to believe. And like Patsy says, release it, let it go, and move on to something that you know your higher, your intuition is saying, this is where we're trying to take you. This is what we want you to believe. We want you to stand for and move here and do it without a sense of fear. But there's a you got two cards in my layout that represents, one represents the devil, one represents the angel. They're both reversed, and then it shows you kind of in the middle, not clear, not sure on what is what. It's almost like you're saying, is this the devil telling me to believe this, or is this God? You're kind of confused, but Pastor's saying you got to trust in yourself, and you can do a reassessment and say, now, what thoughts and what beliefs served me in my past? Did believing that serve me? Where did that get me? And what maybe some new thought or new ideas or new belief, what has that been doing for me? And you got to make that decision, and it is time to make a, I'm saying, you got to come to the decision, make a clean fit, because you're being kind of pulled and not really fully been able to really continue to grow and go to the next level that the spirit is trying to take you until you make your mind up on what you're going to believe and have. That makes sense to you, my friend?
It makes a lot of sense.
So do that reassessment, do that value, and get ready to decide whether you're going to move forward with no fear and just trusting that this is something for you, or do you want to say, no, I think that this is what. You just got to know what is what and name it. Don't be afraid to name it. Name what you need to name as evil, what you need to name as light. It's time for you to make a decision and then stick to that, but it's time for you to grow and feed your soul and go to the next level. It's time for that renewal, that rebirth.
Okay. That
all right, my friend.
All right.
Well, praise God. All right. Well, thank you for sharing your Thursday with us. You have a great night. We'll be looking forward to hearing about what's going on.
Okay, great. Thank you guys so much. You guys have a wonderful evening, too.
Welcome.
Thank you.
You too. All right.
Thank you. Bye.
All right. Our next call, the last four digits are 4026. Call the last four digits 4026. You're live and on the air. What's your name and where you calling from?
Hey, Adam. Hey, Patsy.
Who is this?
Miss Liv.
Oh, my God. How do you get on here?
I am putting it in the universe. I am a very divine person. I said, I'm going to be next.
Well, you are right. You are right. Now, tell me, how do you connect with people when you sense that they're not having a good day or they seem unapproachable? Or how do you make a human connection or maybe a spiritual connection with someone?
In the morning, what I do a morning ritual. I meditate. My favorite mantra is Lakshmi. It's Hindu. So I do like a 5-minute mantra. And I also do like a 7-minute mantra with Ganesh. Ganesh is an obstacle breaker, which is Hindu as well. So that helps me throughout my day because I know my mouth is my mouth can be very blunt, and when I come across people that are negative or just don't even know they have a, because you have people that don't even know they're carrying a lot of negative mess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I just basically, that's when intuition comes in, you know, and you kind of speak life into them, and some people will receive it. And some people don't. They dismiss it. But you put. God told you to do it, and you did it. So it's really up to them to receive it and walk in it. You know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that's what I do. And hugs always help. Hugs and making uplifting someone, telling them they're beautiful, they're queen, they're king. I do that a lot too. You know.
Well, I know you call me a queen, and every time you do that, it makes me feel like $1 million.
Well, thank you, Queen Patsy and King Adam.
Thank you, Queen.
You too adorable. Well, girl, I've got some good news for you. There's
great.
A major, major transformation coming along to you, and a lot of it's going to be on a physical plane. Okay,
ooh,
your body's gonna really change, And what I'm seeing is this beautiful naked woman diving into a well, and she's this thin, beautiful, healthy, you know, fit woman that's just into seeking the truth in what she eats and what she thinks and what she sees and what she touches, and a lot of deep intuitive knowledge. Okay.
That is so funny, Cassie, because not to stop you, I've been on the ACG diet. I've been on the ACG diet for almost 3 weeks, and I have lost 17 pounds.
Oh, my God.
So I have went down the dress size. I'm feeling like the sexiest diva of them all. Like, can't nobody tell me shit, you know. I come in the office. You know, they be like, okay, what's going on, you know. So, yes, I am walking in my good health and fitness. Yes. Cause I'm totally
picking up on that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, you know, I'm going to ask you at this time now, with all this physical stuff, is to really, 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 this is going to be real critical, what you're about to bring up. You're going to have to really go deep. Okay? And when you go deep, you can't be going with an old broken bucket down in the well, okay? Because you're only going to gather a few little drops. So what I'm asking you to go deep in the well of truth, okay? And it's going to take time, and it's going to be, you're going to have to be patient. It's going to take all your attention. And I know there's times when there's going to be some uncertainty with what you're dealing with. But I'm going to ask you to look at the truth of yourself, you know,
right?
And really look fear in the eye and stand there as a woman of God and say, bring it on, you know. I want to see everything so that you can get to the next level. And I have a feeling, like I said, you're going to be dipping into this clarity like you've never dipped in there before. And nothing tastes better than, you know, the truth and how refreshing that could be, because you're going to be like this whole well or this spring of your total existence. You're going to get some real good clarity. And a lot of people don't get this too much later in their lives. And
What card is that?
Well, it's a mixture of different cards. The main card that I pulled for you is the card of death, which is major transformation.
Me
you know
too,
that.
Cassie, me too.
No way. No way.
I'm actually talking about death on my show on Sunday on Blog Talk.
Oh my God. Yeah.
I have lived like this would be my fourth life. Okay.
Wow.
So that card is very serious. It's a renewal.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Total renewal and total transformation. So I'm going to turn it over to Adam, and he's probably going to – he is so wonderful with words. He'll give you – I mean, this is total wake-up call for you, girl. So enjoy your new energy.
I love to hear you guys. And I have that reading for you, too, as well.
I know. Well, we need to talk.
Yeah.
Miss,
you got a comment.
This is what I got to say to you, baby girl.
What's up, boo-boo?
When she was saying, go deep. Don't be afraid to go deep. Don't be afraid of the fear. Face the fear. Ask him to show you. All she was talking about and what I'm picking up, because I got it, I want to say it. Miss Liz, it is time for you, and I want to be serious here, because I know that you are serious, I know that you mean it, but I really want to just reiterate it. It is time for you to perfect your art.
Yes,
I mean, I don't mean 80%, I don't mean 100%. I mean, you get that thing, not where, oh, that's good enough, well, that's funny enough. No, you get it where it is. You have gone so deep within yourself. You are not afraid. You have faced your demons so much. You have went so deep. You have cut out. I'm talking about you spend a whole day. I'm talking about you go to a Barnes & Noble or library and you say, hey, children, I'll be back later this afternoon. But you are determined to come up with the best show, the best work, the best information, the best research, and you want to make it your best. It's time for you to start giving your best to your craft and your work. And it's showing that you've been doing it, but you kind of been doing like, well, I have an old show from 3 years ago. I'll just kind of redo that. But they're saying they want you to go in and go deep and get it, I mean, make it perfected. I mean, to the point where you, like, I mean, like, all day, all night long, waking up in the night, making it perfect as if, like, this, as if you're performing in front of Jesus, Muhammad, and Buddha. Okay?
Okay, gotcha. Gotcha.
Gotcha.
I have been looking up comedy gigs all week, like, so I can get on the mic, like, all week. So I'm still looking. I have an audition.
What I'm
so,
doing is that if you do the work, baby girl, I mean, if you when you get your work, I'm not saying that you don't have it, but when you get it ready, when you get your message, you get your story, your show, when you make that show as best as you could possibly can. I mean, when you reached in and got it as deep and perfected, don't worry about having to go find it. It's going to, the universe is going to help you find them, because they're going to ready to give it to the world.
I receive that. Yeah.
And it's time to go deep and perfect your craft and your work. That's the message. It's time now.
Yeah,
I'm
looking at the billboards. I'm looking at the billboards, Miss Lip, and I'm telling you, a lot of comedians, they're going to hate it, but I receive my big, beautiful letters in billboards. I see my face on the TV. Yes.
We'll do it.
Perfect it. Yes.
Get your script, get your message, baby. All right, Miss Lip, beautiful to hear your voice again. All right, thank you.
Love you, bye.
Love you. Too, baby. All right, our last caller for the evening, the last four digits are 7937. Caller, the last four digits, 7937. You're live and on the air. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, what's going on? It's your man Sonic Bowman in the mix, hailing out of
Hollywood,
one of the hottest up and coming producers in the mix. What's going on, man?
I can't understand a word you guys are saying. who am I talking to?
Sonic Boomin in the mix. You didn't see me in the class of Florida Man running around with the mohawk.
I probably have. What you mean?
Yeah, how's it going with you guys today?
What's your name, honey?
Justin.
Oh, now I know who he is.
Oh,
he's
yeah. Oh, yeah.
You're having a good time tonight, huh?
Definitely. You know, anytime I, you know, reach out to like-minded individuals that's, you know, on that good energy, I see Adam post on Facebook, I was like, man, I definitely got to tune in. Like, some just told me, like, I got to tune in. So I'm coming to check it out.
Awesome. Well, listen, I don't know if you heard the first part of this conversation, but we're talking about how do you connect to other people, especially if they seem to be in a down mood or something. How do you connect with people and keep yourself in the flow of the universe? What do you do?
What I tend to do, and I thought about it for a while, usually when this happens to me, like, I tend to look at it from two ways. I try to have a little bit of compassion for where they're coming from, but at the same time, I always tell them to maintain a positive insight because, like, I'm in a heavy journey right now. So the main thing that I'm gaining from all this is learning how to manifest the outcomes by focusing on the positive aspects of it. So even if it's something that's directly bad happened to it, I always tell that person to think about or look for the silver lining in the situation, you know. And then if they reject anything, or if it, you know, if it just becomes like real, like, I guess artery is getting through to them, what I'll do is, like, I'll try to shield my energy and send some good energy that way anyway. You know, it's the intention behind it.
Exactly. And I love that word, intention. You know, it's real important that your intention, because you can act like you have good intentions, but people can see right through that. You know what I mean? So I think
right.
It's real important that you come from the heart with those intentions. I've pulled up a few little cards here for you that I'm looking at, and this is overwhelming what I'm getting from this. This particular thing that I want to talk to you about, it's telling me that it's time for you to go way, 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 way back into the darkness, okay? And when I say darkness, I mean you need to get out of the sun for a while, because you know that even people that have insomnia,
They got to have some rest sometimes. You can't be in the sunlight all the time. You can't be moving and shaking and hitting and running and all this stuff.
Yeah.
So what I'm asking you to do now, it's real important that you dive really deep now, okay, and that you slow down so you can get your bearings and acclimate yourself with unfamiliar surroundings. Just be very, very – you're going to go deep now for this, because your creativity is real important right now. You know, your self-development and working on your potential. And I think you're using a lot of jazz out there, talking to people and hyping and all this stuff. And your true self and your true creativity is being ignored a little bit. So whatever it is that you really have a passion for, now it's time for you to go really deep with this, okay? So you can restore some balance, because you've been out shaking around too much. And you need to, the gap is getting too wide, and you got to get back to your true self. Now, that doesn't mean that you're not wonderful and fun and all that stuff, but it's going to get richer for you. It's going to have more meaning. You're not going to spread yourself so thin. And I think you've been spreading yourself way, way too thin. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So it's time to do some resting. It's time to use the word no to a lot of social things so that you can get stronger. And when you come out of this cycle, you're going to amaze yourself, okay?
Okay.
The other two things is there's going to be a balancing of your money right now, okay? So your money and your life and your health, things that are of Caesar's world. I call Caesar's world of the man-made world stuff, okay?
Okay.
So I'm talking about, I'm not talking about spiritual stuff. I'm talking about man-made world stuff. So with that talent thing that I told you about, you're going to probably have to maybe take a risk, okay? And hold on a minute. Hey, Adam, can you cut off your speaker? We're having all that background stuff.
I think that's from Justin. Is that your TV on or something in the background?
I got you. I got you. Hold on. Here we go. One moment.
Okay. We can hear you clear.
All right, sweetie. Yeah. So right now I'm telling you that don't run around like a chicken with your head cut off and you're focusing on too many things. It's time for you to slow down and really, really focus on doing your creativity, what your God gift that has been given to you. And you're going to come out of this blazing. So you got to roll up your sleeves because you got some work to do, Justin, okay?
Okay.
All right, sweetie. How about you, Adam?
Well, you know, Pastor, it's funny you say he got to go way back in the dark and he got to isolate himself. I'm seeing something so amazing to me that I am seeing an artist. I'm seeing a creative person, almost like yourself, Patsy, and it's so funny, I think you're picking up on it, is a person who's actually already tapped into and done so much work. A person who has already had something really beautiful and really creative they've already made, but they seem to somehow either take it for granted or ready to remix it too much or not really recognizing that they already have almost just as if, prophet, you've already created a masterpiece that you may not be taking, that you may be taking for granted, because you're out either trying to help other people out, or you're trying to let other people tell you to help you work, help them work on this, or change up something that you have that in its purity is an absolute masterpiece. And my reading is very much similar to Pat. It's saying go back. There's something you have in your closet, something you have in your treasure chest that you made, some masterpiece that is absolutely phenomenal.
Yeah.
And don't forget about it. It is time for you to go back to that, put it together, put it in pieces, and brother, it's
likely
that business. Whatever it is, man, it's something amazing. It's something that really is going to blow your mind, that you'll be shocked. You're going to be one of those things. Well, damn, I could have got that done. It's like you're going to realize, man, I've been doing this. I had this all along. I could have used. It's going to be one of those type of feelings. But just like I said, chill out, go down and do your inventory. what is it that you've been working? What is it something you already had that you got good feedback on that you may have kind of been put on the back shelf, but it's time to go back to it? And it is amazing and it's beautiful.
Okay.
You get it in the format that can be released to the world.
Okay.
All right, Justin, have a great week and enjoy your Friday the 13th.
Yeah, you do it, right? I like how that comes this time.
All right, bro. All right, Sonny, all the best, man.
All right, definitely. You all take it easy now.
Thank you.
All right, you too, man.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Patsy, we just hit 10 o'clock, just out of town time.
Okay.
I have enjoyed this show tonight, and I wish we could have reached more people. Power is up. Is there anything you want to close us on and finish us out on?
Yeah, I'm going to finish us out on a quotation from Brené Brown, which is, I define connection as the energy that exists between people when they feel seen, heard, and valued. When they can give and receive without judgment, and when they derive sustenance and strength from the relationship. We all need to be
seen, heard, and valued.
Isn't that great?
That's beautiful. That is, and that is it. Thank you, Patsy, for your connection for all of us. And I thank you all for sharing your story with us, allowing us to offer our intuitive insight. We hope that it is a blessing to you and offers you light and progress for your journey. And we'll be looking forward to connecting with you next Thursday at the same time. All right, God bless you all. Have a great night. Good night, Patsy.
Good night.